did you guys even get married?
Exactly, right? How did we get here?
How did you get here? Well, maybe it was arranged.
Oh, arranged.
Hello, guys. And the title of this email is What to Do When You're Not Happy in Your Marriage. Let's get to the email. I need help. I have a wife and she doesn't talk to me near our mom and dad because she says she's shy. But sometimes she talks to me and sometimes she doesn't. If we go to sleep, she doesn't talk to me. Only sometimes she doesn't talk to... What?
Any other
Only guy? Sometimes she doesn't talk to other guys, but don't know if she loves me. She says she does, but I don't believe. Oh my God, this person just typed this old email. No full stop, no comma, nothing. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Okay, so he has a wife that doesn't talk to him at all. She doesn't talk to him when the dad and the mom is there. She doesn't talk to him when they're alone in the house before they go to bed. She doesn't talk to him. And she talks to other guys. Mm-hmm. But she just doesn't talk to him. So he's confused. He doesn't know if this person loves him or not. Mm. And he's saying that after talking to her about it, she said she's shy. I don't know.
The girl is shy?
This email. This email is
I'm shy too.
Totally confusing.
I'm shy too. I don't know.
I don't understand. How did you guys even get married?
Exactly, right? How did we get here?
How did you get here? Well, maybe it was arranged.
Oh, arranged.
I don't know. I'm just insinuating. He doesn't say. It's not clear. You need help, but you're married to someone that doesn't talk to you. I'm confused. I agree, you really need help. How do you marry someone that doesn't talk to you? Like, you yourself, you need help.
Oh, has that always been that way?
I don't understand.
Yeah,
I'm totally confused.
It poses a whole lot more questions.
Yeah.
Anything else stands questions. Out for you?
No, nothing. She's shy. She doesn't talk to him. Mm-hmm. She doesn't talk to him beside our
you're
mom
just,
and dad.
You're just going to agree with him.
Yes.
That he needs help.
Yes, I agree. He needs help. But I need a little more information.
And the question, what to do when you're not in...
You're not happy in your
you're
marriage.
You're not happy in your marriage. I will treat this guy self up, but... that topic question though.
Right.
In general, if somebody is not happy in a marriage, what should they do, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, you being happy in your marriage is your job, not someone else's
job. You smart.
I'm just saying, it's my job to be happy. If I'm not happy in my marriage, I need to get in touch with myself. What is it that is not making me happy in my marriage?
In any way you can think of.
It comes to me first.
Get in touch with yourself in any way you can think.
Yeah. I need to check myself first.
You didn't get the joke. But go ahead.
Oh. Well, I need to check myself first, you know, because it could be coming from my own issues.
Right.
And then if I have thoroughly checked myself and I know that I'm good, then I'm going to have to express myself to my spouse,
right,
and check with him and at least tell him what my fears are.
Yeah,
because I don't understand. We expect our spouses to be the one to make us happy, but that's because we're not happy ourselves, and happiness does not come
basically
from someone else. It comes from inside of you,
right?
So
right,
if you know you are secure in yourself and you're good and you have issues in your marriage, and then you now talk to your spouse about what the problems are, and you guys can now fix it. Now, if the person is not on the same page with you, like if we're not on the same team, then now it's my choice if I want to stay in that type of marriage or not.
Basically, your choice.
And that's how I solve how
you
being
always
happy.
Have a choice, and you have to feel like that.
Right. Because, you know, one thing, and there's this post that I saw that I posted, never make a person a priority when when you are just only an option to them. Right. So you always have to understand that you come first. So at the end of the day, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's how I am going to treat the issue of being happy in your marriage.
Right, right. So we can dissect this in all types of different ways.
Right.
You know, you just mentioned expressing your fear. I would change that to expressing your feeling.
Okay.
Because when it's a fear, you have to be careful with that. You can attract right. what you fear the most.
Right, that's true.
You know, but we all have fear. Let's be frank. Let's admit that.
Yeah, we have fear, but we can't fear. Dwell in it.
Right. But find ways to start rethinking your fears as just how you feel. It may not be truth.
Yes, that's
you
true.
Know, it may not be fact of the matter.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know if it's fact of the matter, then it's not fact, period.
Yep.
But it's your truth.
Yeah.
But your fear. Express it as a feeling, because you could be wrong. And if it's a feeling, then you can basically have the right to have your feeling and
right.
express that. No, I just feel like, and then the person will be like,
they will clarify that.
They will clarify that for you. Now, if it's fear, if you express that as a fear, chances are that will show in your voice and how you express that.
Right.
You will express it with fear, with aggressiveness, with passive aggressiveness, with manipulation and all these other things that will basically give birth to itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that person will respond back with their own fear too.
Yep.
And then it blows up.
And with a fear, you know, you actually would go attacking instead of
you'd be attacking.
Expressing.
And when you
yourself,
attack people, what do?
They defend themselves.
They defend.
It's only natural.
So defend is just the same thing as attack, except that it's a reaction. An action is an action, except
that's
that
right.
it's a reaction. It's yes. still the same thing. But
yes.
the product of that is not going to be what you wanted in the first
yeah.
place. So that's something I will mention. And what to do when you're not happy in marriage is absolutely correct. Be happy. Fix the happiness for yourself.
Mm.
Okay, and then see if you can bring that to the marriage. Because if you're asking that question, chances are you're expecting somebody else to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wrong.
Very wrong.
Okay, you're wrong, and it will create wrong effects in your marriage. You need to be happy first. If they're doing something that's making you unhappy and you truly believe that it's because of him they're happy, it's because you're not adequate, again, to be self-sustainable.
Mm.
Right? Because if it's just a feeling, you're doing this, you're going to hurt yourself.
That's right.
If they're not making happy, at what point should you leave the marriage, or you should express your feeling in a loving way? Maybe they will catch it. But if you go attack because you feel then, when you think somebody's not making you happy or they're doing something to make you unhappy, it's only natural for you to have fear and go attack that person. And then the response to that is not going to be what you want.
Right.
Because they have their own fear. They're humans too, right? The person's human.
All humans.
All right. As far as the body of the email, I have a wife. She doesn't talk to me near her mom and dad.
The email is
excuse my language, there's no better language to you. This is a man who is bitching about nothing, basically.
Mm.
He speaks loud, very lousy, in a very lousy manner, insecurity.
Mm.
Somebody who is not secure in themselves. Because again, it goes back to you're asking somebody else to make you happy, right? So she doesn't speak to you in front of her wife. Wait, how did we get here?
Dad and their mom.
Something attracted you or attracted her to you, right? How did you get there? Was she not talking to you in front of her mom and her dad in the beginning? What happened to all that story?
Yeah. Did you
right.
speak to her and she didn't respond?
Right. And it's not about her mom and her dad, ever.
Mm-hmm. Those
ever.
Are third parties.
You know, people say sometimes, but oh yeah, you know, he broke up with this girl because the mom didn't approve of her. No,
no,
he didn't want her enough.
That's true.
And the key word being enough. Maybe he wants her, but it's not enough
yes.
to come to mommy and sell this beautiful girl to mommy.
That's
because
right.
mommy has
I
no
agree.
Choice than to
accept.
Even if she says something else in the moment, she said, well, that's my wife. You're going to deal with it. Your confidence is what will sell them. Not because you use your mouth to say you have to like her. No, your confidence in that girl is what your family and friends need.
That's true.
Because once they know you're confident in that person, either your wife or your husband, they are actually scared to come to you and paint any bad picture.
That's true.
Or suggest anything wrong about your significant other. But if you're not confident in that person, that's what they caught. They agreed with you, basically.
Yes.
That's what that is. All right. So I see that. So is it because you're not happy or you're insecure? Basically, based on the information we have here, you're insecure. And when you're insecure, she's agreeing with you.
Right.
That's why she's not talking. That's why she's not responding. That's why she's acting shy. I can't tell you. We're all shy. I'm shy.
I'm very shy.
Everybody's shy. But when you're in the presence of someone you're in love with, that goes out the window.
Yeah. It disappears.
Right? So, we're talking about marriage.
Yeah.
Being shy is not relevant. Right?
I don't understand it.
Oh, she just doesn't like to talk in front of her family. That's you giving excuses for her. There's other things going on. And chances are, based on what you just typed, chances are, it's because she's agreeing with your insecurity. She doesn't feel like you're stepping up to the table as a man enough. No confidence. The same confidence level you're selling to your family and friends or to her, to the in-laws, or to her, is basically what she's agreeing with.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's 100% your fault. I'm not saying that. But your responsibility here is not taken care of. So we're not even going to worry about her until we make sure that you're showing up as a man first. If you're not so sure that you've shown up as a man first, then there's some people that are very, very, there's a word I'm looking for that's not too evil. I guess I already said it. There's some people like that, you know, they have other issues going on with them. It's not about you.
Yes.
They're not going to be happy regardless. Because again, remember, happiness. It's a saddest. That happiness, that's her responsibility too. Mm-hmm. Not your responsibility. She brings her happiness to the people. You know, make yourself happy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I will always be happy.
I'm always happy. Well, happier, right?
And we're going to be happy. Mm-hmm. But if you're not happy, if you come to me and say, babe, I'm not happy, I'm going to be like, what's wrong, babe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be like, I can't make her happy. No. I already know I can't make her happy.
You're not going to freak out.
I'm not going to freak out.
What's going on with you?
I'm just going to give to her. I'm going to try to find how I can give her a listening ear because something is going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll feel a lot more comfortable to even open up a lot more. So if my wife is just quiet and she's not talking, what's the next step? Babe, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Because I know that feeling when a woman says nothing, but it's just really something, right?
Something after that, nothing.
Yeah, like, nothing. Okay. Then I'm going to start tickling her. You're going to tell me something because I know you and I know something's wrong. All right, feel free, just tell me anything. What, my breath? What? You know, and then I start teasing her in a way that she can smile a little bit. It doesn't matter how hungry she is. If you just calm down, make sure it's not about you when you're talking to her.
Right.
She's going to feel comfortable enough eventually. You got to be patient. Eventually enough to open up to you.
Don't do that and snap and say, see, I tried it. She's never happy.
Don't do that. You got to be generous.
You got to be patient.
Okay? Because you haven't said anything ridiculous here other than your own insecurities.
Mm.
You need to go to her and remove yourself out of the picture. Be strong in yourself as a man.
Right.
And check with her what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are you already have an idea. Is it me? Is it all this? Just let her talk. Once she says something, say, okay, tell me more. And if you have always been the person who nags and charged back at her, right, she's not going to trust you.
Yep.
Eventually she will trust you though. You have to stand the test of time with that behavior.
Yeah.
Because if you've already shown that you don't have your own emotional center and you always snap when she tells you she's feeling somehow and you take it personal, even if she mentions your name, don't take it personal. She's the one telling that story. It's not your story. Don't take it personal. Even if she says it's because you stank. It's because your family, all these things she will say, she's very hungry. She'll be saying all these things because naturally she's in that mode too. Don't take it personally. Just say, tell me more. And don't make it about you, right? And you want to do that long enough. It's only a matter of time. She will get comfortable and she will open up.
And you know the shyness will disappear.
Reason. If you want to know all of that and how to do that step by step, get mymarriageback.com. Go get this book. It's free. You need to read it 10 to... how many times?
15 times.
10 to 15 times. Okay, you need to read this book. The PDF is free, but you can also get it in Kindle, audio, and if you prefer paperback like this one too. So many people prefer that. Anything else, babe?
No, that's basically it.
Click like. Make sure it lit blue if we said anything that made any sense. Share this video with people you know you love. And if you have opinion, advice for this young man, you want to add to it, the comment box below, or if you have your own question, that's also fine. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. And